Well, good morning and welcome to the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot, to be thinking ahead to the week and sometimes the month. We're in our last few weeks here, or actually a few days here, of the month of July. Can't believe it. We're getting ready to roll into August, and, of course, our conference coming up, so we've got a lot to think about here. And our call each week when we come together, we do either a product topic, a business topic, or a personal development topic. And, of course, the call is always supposed to be an interactive call. So if there's something very specific to your business that you would like to discuss or that you want to bring up, please don't hesitate to do so. I always have a topic, and all the leaders who would run this call have a topic scheduled. But if there's something else that you really need that's pressing in your business right now, please don't hesitate to share that. So this morning what I wanted to do is just have a little bit of a conversation around the Global Conference. You know, the Global Conference is coming up. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe that's just around the corner. Very, very excited about the event. And I just want to talk a little bit about the planning and the forethought that needs to go in before you go into conference, just so that you can have your head in the right place, so that when you leave conference, you can hit the ground running and you can really, you know, get back, get to work right away and really make all of the exciting things that are happening in Shackley and all the new products and everything, make them a big part of your business and make it right away as soon as you get back. Because sometimes when you come back from a big event, it's a little, not discombobulating, but there's a little bit of downtime. You got to unpack. You got to get yourself back in the swing of things. And usually we're so excited when we leave conference, we can't wait to get back and do something with all that knowledge, but sometimes we're not prepared for it. So let's talk a little bit about that here. So what are some of the things that all of you are doing to get ready for the conference? Anything that anybody's willing to share that you're doing either to get your head in the right place, or maybe you're making a list of who you want to talk to at the conference? What is everybody doing to get ready for the conference? And don't all talk at once. And maybe if you don't know what to do, that's also something that you can share. One of the things that I learned when I was first going to the conferences is that I would walk away and I wished I had had a plan. And so that's why we're having this conversation now, is so that you can have a plan when you go into conference. Is there a master coordinator that you want to speak to? Is there, you know, a scientist that you want to speak to? Is there something that you want to know about a certain product? Is there something that you want to know about our compensation plan? Maybe there's a little tweak here, a little tweak there that you need to do in your own thinking just to get you to where you're trying to go. And if so, who do you need to talk to make that tweak? So is anybody doing anything to get prepared for the conference?
You know, Jennifer, this is Jackie Fry.
Hi.
I don't know if I do anything to prepare. I've only been to one. This is my second one. I'm excited about it because I know the energy I'm going to get from conference to come back with. So really, I'm not preparing anything to do there, but I am trying to think ahead of what I need to do for my business because the month's going to be over halfway over when I get back. So I'm trying to set up parties to do or something to keep me busy when I come back to make up for this time.
Well, and that's a great thing to do as far as planning is to have stuff in place the minute you get back. So if you come back on Saturday night, what are you going to do on Sunday for your business? Or are you going to take Sunday off to decompress and then have events ready for Monday, have appointments scheduled for that Monday?
Right.
But I think that is a big part of the planning process is to actually have something in place and have something in mind. Okay, what am I doing to get back into action as quickly as I can when I get back?
Yeah.
So that is actually planning. That's good.
That, and I want to talk to as many master coordinators as I can because there's always something to learn. Every time I listen to you, I learn something new that I can use either then or later. So it's just like I get to soak as much as I can up while I'm there.
Very good. And you may want to go through, you know, there's a master coordinator, not library, I'm not quite sure what Shackley calls it. It's like all the pictures of all the masters and their names in the back office, in your Shackley back office. And
yeah.
You may want to just go through and look at all the folks that are master coordinators and say, okay, what is it, you know, which of those people do I want to talk to? Because you can say I want to talk to as many masters as possible, but if you actually have some names of people that you're looking for, it just makes it a little bit easier to have it structured that you're actually going to make sure that you talk to those people. Because sometimes you'll get to the end of the conference and say, well, gosh, I didn't talk to any of those folks because I really didn't have a plan to talk to them.
Yeah.
So thinking that through. What's something else somebody's doing to get ready for conference? What are you thinking about as far as conference? And you know, sometimes I think it's even just having this conversation to start the thinking process, right? Because sometimes we don't think about, well, gosh, should I have a plan for conference? And my recommendation is that you should, especially so that you can implement everything that comes into play at the conference, because there's going to be a lot of really good stuff happening. And you're going to come back and you're going to want everybody to know about the products. You're going to want everybody to know about all the tweaks and exciting things that are happening. And so you want to hit the ground running when you get back. No one else has any comments or thoughts about it.
Good morning, Janice. Denise.
Hey.
I wanted to share something that I've been doing, and that is sharing with my business builders and with my members some of the sneak peeks. So we don't always have that opportunity to know a little bit about what Shackley is offering or have the opportunity to share it, but we do this year, and Shackley has done such a great job with their social media posts and making all of the links so pretty and easy to share. So I put that out there, you know, kind of like an insider scoop, kind of letting people know that they have the opportunity to know a little bit right now. So we have some video clips, and then we also have some great specials. So I've had lots of customers take advantage of the buy one, get one specials. And they do know that, you know, that stacking up means that what they have is what they're going to get, because moving forward, Shackley has a new system coming out for the skincare.
Yes. So
letting people know ahead of time.
In case people don't know, Denise, where to get some of those memes and some of those that social media stuff, can you just share with everybody where to get it?
Sure. So as soon as you log in, Shackley has if you log in on your computer and you can see the news and updated information link, you can click on that and see all of the links that Shackley's done and currently offering, and memes that you can share on Facebook, PDFs that you can print off. It's under the business piece, so you can see even how to share and do some of the talks, so under all of that. And then if you're on your phone, I'm not sure if the specials are on there, but if you're on your phone, you can look up news and information, and you can share it right from your phone. There's a share button, so you can share it on your social media that you have linked to your app.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes, really important to help our customers get a little bit of a sneak peek. I know some people get nervous about sharing a change that's coming, but just think about how you feel about it. You know, just the fact that you know a little bit about what's going to happen at the Global Conference helps you to be more prepared. And I think when people have that little bit of time to wrap their head around something, if somebody's really nervous about not having the empty cell line anymore, you know, they're going to stock up. They'll do the buy one, get one. Other people might be really excited about the new skincare line coming out, and they say, okay, well, I'm just going to finish off what I have, and I'm excited to see what's new. But it just gives people a chance to be prepared, feel like they're in the know a little bit. And I always think that feels good for folks, is if they feel like they're in the know, that they learned something, they had a little sneak peek, like you said, Denise. And so if you can share that with people, if you can get that information out, that's a fabulous way to get people prepared. And then when we come back from the Global Conference, I would encourage everybody to be scheduling appointments. And really, your appointments can be update appointments. You know, we've talked about update appointments many, many times. An update appointment really is a new member orientation. So it's just going back over all of the things that are benefits of being a Shackley member with folks. And so that they just remember and they're reminded of what are, you know, all the great things they get. They get the 15% off of the retail price of their products. They have the ability to order online, but it also gives them a chance to learn all about all the new products, and you can share the business opportunity again. And I think that's the piece that we miss sometimes, is that when we go back and do an update appointment, it's not just about new products. It's about sitting down with that person to talk about the business. And I would be scheduling with every single person that you possibly can to have an opportunity to sit down with them when you get back. And so if you're thinking, well, gosh, what am I going to talk to people about, or, you know, what kind of appointments do I need to do, just tell everybody that you're going to the Global Conference and that you want to come back and share the new products with them. And people will be excited about that, especially if it's a line that they're already using. If somebody's using sports nutrition or the skincare, we know that those are products that are coming out. So we know in advance that the people in our groups that are using those products are some of the first people that we should be sitting down with when we get back. So what are some other thoughts about what you're doing to prepare for the conference, or the before part of the conference and after of the conference? I didn't say that very well. What are you doing to prepare for conferences? A better way of just asking it.
Jennifer, we did talk a little bit about this last week on the Monday morning call, and throughout some roundtable discussion, there was some great feedback. We talked about, and of course you've taught this and we're just repeating it, but taking notes if you're driving or if you're flying, if you have some downtime, if you're not the one driving, you can create a list of names. So add to your list of names, check off your list of names, just pull that list of names out if that's something that you're not remembering to go back and do. So use that time to write out your list of names. And then Teresa was sharing that when she does the update appointments, definitely using that new member orientation sheet, never skipping over the opportunity to talk about the income, especially with the options that we have coming out. I've heard some talk about getting paid every single day. And so maybe that would be an option, you know, that the person that you're talking to is interested in, and never skip over it just because in the past maybe that wasn't something, the financial part exactly wasn't something they were interested in. But, you know, we've all learned that life happens quickly and things change and people's needs change quickly as well. So it may not be about them, but it could be about someone that they know. So we did have a great little discussion around that, and that's some of the pieces that I remember specifically hearing.
No, and you know something, Denise, I knew you guys had done that conversation last week, and so that's why I'm asking this group, because I wanted people have had an opportunity to think about it, we hope, and if they're new on the call and they weren't on last week, then they haven't had a chance to think about it. But if you've been thinking about it for a week, if you were on the call last week, there should be a lot of ideas roaming around in your head about what you're going to do to get prepared. And so were none of these folks, I guess I could call people out, but were you guys on the call last week? Did you not think about it since then? Any thoughts?
Hey, Jennifer, it's Sharon.
Hey.
So part of what I've done this past week, sorry, I'm just a little late in my workout, so I'm just catching in late on the call, but I connected with all the people on my team right now who have earned bonuses and are currently earning bonuses, and just set up appointments with them, whether it's on the phone or in person, because I wanted to make sure that all of them, even though I'm sure they've gotten emails, whether they've opened them or not, that they were up to date and that I could ask them if there's anybody, you know, they knew. So that was just one thing that I've done.
Very good. Yep, making sure, especially your bonus earners, right, because those are people who are intrigued, they're interested, they're getting some kind of money back from Shackley, and so they probably would like to know what's new and exciting in Shackley. Absolutely. Okay, well, I feel like I'm pulling teeth, so we're going to switch conversations here. So if you haven't made a plan for the Global Conference, please do so. You've got a couple of weeks here, and you want to get the most out of it. So be thinking through what you want to do, what you want to have happen. This is the second call now where we've talked about it, so you should have some activities, some things in mind, something in place. And I know that that's going to be a topic of conversation and a couple of things that are coming up, just getting prepared, getting yourself ready, having the right mindset. So let's move into a conversation about talking about building in depth. So that's you know, something that we've talked about many, many times in terms of building an organization, building a team. And I want to make sure everybody really understands the difference between the direct sales part of our business and the network marketing side of our business. I've had a lot of conversations with people, and I think people use those terms interchangeably, and they're actually not interchangeable. So there are a lot of direct sales companies that are out there, and I hear people all the time say, oh, well, you know, they're the same business model as us when they're talking about, let's say, like a Pampered Chef or a Tastefully Simple or some of those companies. And actually, those are not similar to Shackley. Those are direct sales companies, and so Shackley has a direct sales component because you can actually make money by selling product, and you could build your whole business just selling product, but you're not going to make the most money in Shackley, and you won't make money all the different ways that we earn money in Shackley if you're just selling product. It's when you start to build a team and build an organization that you really capture the residual income piece. And to build a team, you have to start getting people to directory. You've got to help people promote. You've got to help people earn a significant income. And you've got to help people down the path of creating a vision and really wanting to develop a team themselves. And so that's the network marketing side, is when you start to develop leaders. And the depth part is when you have leaders who have developed leaders. And I know that everybody on this call here, you're here for a reason. So you're here because you want to build your business. You want to move forward in your business and building your teams. So what are you doing to find somebody in your organization who really wants to build a business with you and wants to partner with you? What are you doing? What kind of conversations are you having? Obviously, when we do events, when we do appointments, we're looking for those people. But what are you doing intentionally to try and get into those conversations with folks? And don't all talk at once. Got a very quiet group this morning.
Jennifer, it's Teresa.
Hey there.
Hey, you know, if I'm out at networking events or meetup groups, I'm getting in conversations asking people what they do for a living and then asking them how long they've been there. And, you know, I'm making the statement, oh, you must love it. Do you love it? You've been there for 30 years. So I'm going that route, and I'm finding that I'm getting in some good conversations where they're telling me that they don't enjoy it or they do. And also, even if it's somebody who owns a business, I'll ask them, how's business? And that's where they'll share with me maybe the business is not going the way they wanted. Maybe they're looking for an extra stream of income or they want to get out of the business. And so those conversations have been helpful for me.
Very good. Very, very good. What are some other folks doing to get into those conversations, to get into business conversations so that you can start to find those business partners to really build your team?
This is Sherry. This might be a little bit off, but it's been very, very helpful for me. It's been working a lot on my mindset and my vision and my why. And the more I've focused on that, the better my questions have been, the more confidence I have had, the more courage I'm feeling in that. As I feel like I have a purpose and I have a plan, like it's congruent, it's falling in alignment. I don't feel like I'm just chaotically doing activities. So the conversations that I'm having, the questions that I'm having are different to the people that I'm talking to. And I'm also looking at people a little differently. I really am getting to a place where it's, you know, you see people differently. And not that I want to judge or prejudge, but I also want to invite people into my group and into my team that are going to go and who have motivation, I guess, and a lot of other things. But that's been really helpful to me in all of this. It's been, you know, learning the questions, but also just really learning me and my mindset and that abundance and that thinking that moves me forward to finding the right people and having more courage as I speak with people, better questions, better intentionality, and I'm enjoying that freedom.
And so that's coming from and stemming from you working on your mindset and your vision and keeping your vision in front of you. Right? Did we lose Sharon? Perhaps we did. Well, I think that's fabulous, what Sharon was saying. I think it's really important that we have our vision and that we – if you know what type of a team you're building and you know the types of people you want on your team, it's a lot easier to go out and find those people. If you haven't done this exercise, we teach it in GLAC and you to write up the ideal business partner. And we actually ask you to also think about your ideal customer. You know, who do you want to be selling product to? Do you want the customers that are going to return product and complain or just buy, you know, maybe basic H² and that's it? Or do you want the people who really want to Shackleyize their home and want to use all of the Shackley products and they buy into the philosophy and what the company stands for? It's, you know, you get to decide and design your team, but you have to take the time to do that. And if you do take the time to actually sit down and write up the list, write up exactly who you're looking for, write up from a business partner perspective and a customer perspective, you'll then go out and you'll actually find those people. I know you guys have heard me say this before, but when I first got started in the business, I did that. I wrote up a list of who I was looking for on my team, and I went out, and those were my – that first year I had 11 directors promote, and the 11 directors were the people that I had written up a list on. You know, I wanted a – and I didn't write super detailed things. Like I wanted to have a cosmetologist in my organization. I wanted to have a nurse. So I didn't do the detail that you can do. And so, of course, I found those people. Some were coachable, some weren't. And so I've learned since then certain things that I would add to that list, other than just like the job title or what they did for a living. But you can design that. You decide who you get to work with and who you want to work with. So I would encourage you to do that if you haven't taken the opportunity to do that before. Okay, so who else would like to share something that you're doing to move your business forward in terms of building an organization and building a team? any conversations you're having, anything that you're doing intentionally to go out and build your business and build your team. And really what we're trying to find out here is, are you doing something specific for building the depth within the organization?
Good morning, Jennifer. It's Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. I went out of my comfort zone in the last couple weeks, and I did talk to a few people about Global Conference and invited. I didn't get any yeses. I have one person that's thinking about it, but it was kind of hard for me because it's so close. But I changed my mindset and said, just ask them if you think that there's
good.
Any chance. About, yeah. So it's not over till, you know, I think the 31st is the last day we can really order our tickets for conference.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know something, keep asking, keep inviting, right? Because those people can say yes, and they could come and they could be thrilled to go and have an opportunity to learn more about Shackway, which is what we want them to do. And if we don't ask, how do they even know, right? Some people don't even know that there's a conference coming up. And in a lot of these companies, they get more people coming to their conference who are customers than they do business partners for some of the companies. And we've got all these great new products coming out. And so I think, you know, a customer really could be very excited to go. So keep inviting. And excellent. I'm glad that you stepped out of your comfort zone to do that. That's awesome.
Well, I use the mentality that you just mentioned is if they don't know about it, then they're not going to go. So I have to let
them
know.
Exactly. Sometimes I think we overestimate the value of all of the media that's out there and the fact that people can get emails and stuff like that, because a lot of people just delete the emails. A lot of people are just over-inundated with information, and so they just don't even see it. I was talking to somebody the other day who had 500 emails sitting in her box, and she said she's going to just delete them all because it's overwhelming her. So if I had sent her customer emails and was hoping that she had read them, then obviously, you know, she's going to delete them all. She hasn't read them. So, yes, Shackley does some wonderful things for us. They do send out emails and they send out other media things, but our customers have to see it and read it to actually absorb it and know the information. So what's something else somebody's doing to build depth in their organization? How are you helping find people who are going to introduce you to other people?
Jennifer, this is Denise. This reminds me of conversations we've had in the past where you've talked about finding the person that you'd like to work with, as you just mentioned. A lot of times those people are already in our group and in our organization. Those are people we've attracted. And something that I've done is taking a look at my organization and my back office and maybe seeing who's doing a little bit of volume, has a couple people underneath them, somebody I'd really love to work with and see promote in my team, but maybe that's not really where their head's at, or they've tried a few things and maybe given up. So what I'll do is I'll make sure that I dig deep into that organization and make sure that I do those follow-ups when I get back and those update appointments. Because what happens is typically when you do those update appointments, you do generate some volume. There's also the ask in there to host an event, so some events will get hosted. So if you do that with a handful of people in the team that's, you know, a couple levels deep, next thing you know, the person that you really wanted to work with is back to bonus level or at bonus level or working towards bonus level, and there's a different conversation again. So that's super exciting, and you can actually generate that excitement just by digging a little deep in the team.
You sure can. And Denise, that is exactly what we're talking about, is you want to get the fire built from the bottom up. And so you want somebody in underneath people who is excited about Shackley and they're really ready to run, because that's what's going to light the fire for everybody above them. And like you said, it's going to help the person at the top, so to speak, the person you wanted to work with, you're going to help them get to bonus level. And some of it is the people do have a fear of loss in a lot of cases. You know, people don't want to lose something. So if somebody's getting a nice bonus, they don't want to lose that. And so they're willing to do some work to keep that. And if they are looking for an organization, and most people actually, I shouldn't say it that way, they're not looking to build an organization. They're looking for the freedom that comes from having an organization. They're looking for the income freedom and the time freedom to do the things that they really want to do. And we have to build that picture. We've got to build that vision big enough and really help people to see that big vision. And that's what's going to help drive them towards it. And so, yes, when we do all those update appointments, that's a piece of it because we're getting some action and we're getting some activity happening. And all along the way, we've got to be talking to all of the people about the bigger picture of what Shackley really provides. So any other thoughts? Any other thoughts around building depth, building your organization, building your team, what you're doing to make that happen? No thoughts, huh? Okay, well, we've had a pretty quiet group this morning. I really do appreciate those of you who participated and who shared. I hope that you have a fabulous Shackley day and a fabulous Shackley week. We will be here same time, same place next Monday, and so just remember to have some type of a plan in place for when you get back from conference. One of the best things you can do for your business is to get as many of those update appointments scheduled as possible, because not only will that be an after-conference activity, but that's a piece of really building the depth within your team. It's about getting an opportunity to share the business again with as many people as you possibly can, and it's a really non-threatening way to do it, you know, for yourself and for the person that you're calling, because you've got all these great updates, and so you can sort of cushion some of that so that you can get into that business conversation with folks if you're a little timid or unsure of how to do it with certain people, just by doing an update appointment. That's a piece of the update appointment, and so it just makes it really simple to get that information out there. So have a great day and a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you guys soon, and have a wonderful Shackley day. Bye.